This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today we continue with part three of the message we began on Monday. It happens to be the third message in a series we call What Jesus Did, He Does, from the Gospel of Mark. More than any other of the four Gospels, Mark stresses, emphasizes, highlights what Jesus did more so than he does what Jesus taught. I need to know what Jesus did. Why? So I know what he can do in my life today. I want you to look at verse 4. Then Jesus asked them, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they remained silent, which means they had no answer. They couldn't answer his question. He looked around them, and in anger, Jesus did have and manifest anger. It was always on behalf of the Father. I really believe that, on behalf of his heavenly Father. Deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, stretch out your hand. I want to talk about stubbornness for a minute. Do you remember the last time you saw a 2 or 3 year old child who was acting stubborn and you said, isn't he cute? Isn't she the cutest thing you've ever seen in her stubbornness? Just wait 12 years, 14 years. And that child you say is so cute won't be so cute when they say, I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. I don't care what you believe, Dad. I don't care what you believe, Mom. I'm going to do what I want to do. And then stubbornness all of a sudden loses its cuteness or its attraction. I want us to jump to verse 10. For he healed many so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. Jesus differentiated between disease and demonic possession. It wasn't a case of where I've got a cold, so I've got a demon. I hope you don't subscribe to that. I don't. I sure don't. You can't blame every illness or every demon or every problem. You know, well, I stubbed my toe. It must be a demon in the house. You know, you can't look for a demon behind every door. But let me tell you this. There's two extremes. C.S. Lewis said, that kind of attitude that blames everything on the demonic, or the opposite, said there is no demonic. And the truth is in the middle. The truth is in the middle. Look at the next verse. Verse 11. Whenever the evil spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, you are the Son of God. They had the awareness. Chapter 1, verse 34 says, they knew who Jesus was, the demons. I love that. They knew full well who Jesus was, what a lot of intellectual, educated men don't recognize Jesus for who he is. A lot of brilliant, educated, intellectual women don't recognize Jesus for who he is. And the demon said, we know who he is. We know full well who he is. Did they mean they accepted him as Lord? No, but they knew who he was. We know who you are. You are the Son of God. Part of what we do at Crossview Christian Church, I hope, is to introduce people to the Lord in such a way that they come to the place where they say, he is who he claimed to be. Jesus is the Son of God. And I've said this in one of the earlier services today, that Jesus is either everything he claimed to be or nothing. I don't subscribe to this idea that you can say, well, Jesus is 60% of what he claimed to be. Do you know what that makes him to say that? He's a liar. He's a liar if he's only 60% of what he claimed to be. He is everything that he claimed to be, or nothing. What did he claim to be? Lord. He's the one who said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He's the one who said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, even though he dies, he shall live. He's the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Those are quite exclusive, very specific claims, and so they're either true or they're not.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.